Good evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom on the program tonight. Should two teenagers who were hugging in their school in Kerala be suspended? Should the boy be denied the opportunity to receive an education so that he can take his board exams? Is it fair that pictures of these teenagers posted on a private Instagram page become an additional reason to victimize them, to slut-shame the girl, to treat the boy as if he was a rapist? Are schools the ultimate arbiter of the moral values our children should have? Don't social mores change? And this particular case is a case where everything that happened was consensual. This hug was consensual. The photographs that were taken and put on Instagram, it was all consensual. We're debating this case today from Kerala on the show. Dr. Rajan Varghese, he's with the management of St. Thomas's Central School. And this is the school where these students used to study. The 16-year-old who's at the center of this along with his father. Also Joe George, a former student of the school who says that he too was wrongly targeted when he studied there. And Dr. Shama Chona, former principal of Delhi Public School, R.K. Puram, one of the most senior educators in the country. But let's focus on our big story today. It's a story that comes from Kerala. It comes from one of the leading schools in Thiruvananthapuram, where a 16-year-old boy and a teenage girl who were close to each other are both effectively out of the school. The boy has been suspended. He's been out of school for several months. And the girl apparently was just about joining the school. And she's been asked not to come back over there. Why? Because they were, quote unquote, caught hugging each other. And this was apparently a long hug, which in the belief of the school was unacceptable. And so the boy, who's desperate to take his board exam, has been suspended. Both these students say that they've been victimized. They've been ostracized as well. The school management says that they are well within their right to act and that they are basing this on what the court said in a case related to this. We're going to try and bring all of the sides together on this program and try and look at whether schools can or should be, in this right of privacy era, the final arbiters of what constitutes acceptable behavior.
A 16-year-old boy desperate to write his board exams this year after being suspended 5 months back by the St. Thomas Central School in Thiruvananthapuram. The school says the boy is guilty of what they say was a long hug with a girl. They say the private Instagram account of the teenagers had intimate pictures of each other, something unacceptable to the school.
My concern is that I need to write the board exams and I can't afford to lose a year over a simple hug. He's calling me names, he's comparing me to rapists and criminals, and he's treating me like a criminal. Pictures that can't be downloaded. They took screenshots of these pictures and took printouts and are circulating it.
The teenagers claim that the private pictures on their Instagram accounts were taken outside the school premises and had nothing to do with the school. The 16-year-old girl, speaking up for the first time, told NDTV that at no time was she offended by the hug.
I do not have anything to object about it. The secretary harassed us in a very bad way. He slut-shamed me not just once, more than once. He kept saying that my parents haven't raised me properly. Now he claims that the hug was long. It was 5 minutes. When he agreed to us, that very day the hug was short.
In December, the High Court quashed an interim order of the State Child Rights Panel, which said the boy should be allowed back in the school. The High Court said the school was the final authority in matters of discipline. But the parents insist the fundamental rights of their child has been violated, including the right to education and the right to privacy.
He was almost 5 minutes he was holding on her and not leaving. That was a situation, and definitely the natural justice has been done to the child. There was a proper inquiry commission was constituted. The parents of the child was so aggressive and they wanted to take the matter to the court.
But the alumni of St. Thomas Central School has now officially taken up the issue and claimed that this is not an exception.
I was dating a girl, and the school went to all ends to make sure, to malign me in a way and come up with stories about me having, you know, sexual relations, relationships with a girl.
While the parents are set to appeal in the High Court, there are two issues primarily. One, the academic year of two teenagers, and second, the lack of coping mechanisms with schools as well as young students to deal with the fast-changing social environments. With camera person SP Babu, Sneha Koshi for NDTV.
Well, I'm joined by Dr. Rajan Varghese from the management of St. Thomas Central School, Joe George, who you saw in that story. He's an alumni of the school. He says he's been targeted in the past. Shama Chona, the well-known educator, the young boy who's been suspended, we've covered his face. He cannot be seen, and his father as well. In fact, I'm not even revealing the names of the father or the boy. But let me come to you, to the student who's been suspended. What exactly did the school tell you when they suspended you?
The school told me that this act is not acceptable in the school, and they said that they gave a sexual twist. They gave a totally different interpretation to this incident that happened, which was just an innocent hug. It was just a friendly hug, and they're claiming it to be a long, prolonged hug, but I've been denying this allegation against me for a long time. I told them it was not a long hug, it was just a short hug, and it just took place in a time span of 3 or 5 seconds. I don't know who was timing this to like say it was a long hug, and they've been saying the same allegations even though I've denied it and I've apologized it. Like, I don't think
and
it is
you are
wrong
not
to
being
hug
allowed,
my friend and congratulate
you are not
her,
being allowed
but
to
if
take
the
your
school
board
thinks
exam.
It's wrong.
You're not being allowed to take your board exam?
Yes.
Can you not take the exam
yes,
independently?
Yes, the school, like yesterday I saw in the media that, excuse me?
Can you take the board exam independently or do you need to go through
Hello?
The school?
Yes, yesterday I saw in the media that the principal replied that I cannot, the secretary replied that I cannot write the board exams unless I have a special order from the CBSE or from the High Court. I can't afford to lose a year. I need to appear before the board exams. I'm preparing for the boards in my home. And I haven't been able to submit all the assignments. The school haven't given me enough information on it. I don't know what to do. I don't know why they are targeting me and harassing me and my family like this.
Dr. Rajan Varghese, what's wrong with two students hugging one another?
This hugging was an intentional hugging. Not as a congratulatory hug. We cannot treat it as a congratulatory hug. This took place at another institution. The events, the arts festival, took place in the nearby college, and the hug took place in the school, in front of large number of children from LKG to standard 12. Teachers also witnessed this incident.
Dr. Varghese, I understand that this took place in school. I'm asking you a larger point. What's wrong in a hug? Whether it is 2 seconds or 5 minutes, is that enough for you to have suspended this child?
No, an inquiry was conducted. 5 of the teachers were there in the inquiry commission. And the inquiry commission found out that the hug was intentional with bad intention.
What is a bad intention, sir? Dr. Varghese, can you spell out what do you mean by bad intention?
Bad intention, if it is a congratulatory hug, he should have left here immediately. But even after the teacher approaching him and asking him...
What is a bad intention, sir?
Pardon?
What is this bad intention that you are talking about? If these two children were doing more than a congratulatory hug and you oppose it, your school opposes it, you will deny this child the right to write his board exam.
Who says that it is a congratulatory hug? The student says that it is a congratulatory hug.
Sir, teacher, even if it is not a congratulatory hug, sir, this is 2017. You are making this child not take his board examination. Let it not be a congratulatory hug. Let it be more than a congratulatory hug. Perhaps these children were in a relationship. Perhaps they were not. Do teenagers not have hormones? Is this something you as an educator are not aware of?
We are ready to allow him to write the examination. But he had not remitted the fees. It is his duty to see that the fees is remitted. So now, say it is the duty of the CBSE board to allow him to write that. We are not
duty of the CBSE board, sir. To me, it seems that you're denying a child his right to an education because he went and hugged a girl and then he took Instagram pictures with this girl. There is no, the girl doesn't mind. She's spoken to us. This was taken outside school. And then it was and in a private account, and you are saying that this is further example of how this child has some moral problems or his behavior is wrong. Is this not an invasion of his privacy and that girl's privacy?
So these pictures, we didn't take these pictures. They sent the pictures to their followers, thousands of followers inside the school. It reached the students as well as the parents.
Sir,
they might have taken.
Sir, I have seen the pictures. Yeah. I have seen these pictures. There is nothing in these pictures that is remotely something that should affect any school. If there are two teenagers holding each other, what is wrong with it? Do teenagers not have urges? Do they not have hormones? Is this not a private account? Whether it's seen by one person or 1,000 people, how can you target these two children?
You might not have seen the pictures.
You are saying about the hugging. It's been distributed.
No. These pictures were produced before the High Court, and the judge has seen it, and the judge has stated that it is they are seen in a compromising position. What is a compromising position? And the decision has been taken after evaluating all these aspects by the court, High Court.
Right. Well, that's likely going to be challenged. That's likely going to be challenged. I want to go across to Dr. Shama Chona.
Let them challenge and come out with the new decision. We are ready to approve the decision.
Why don't you just let this child get back to his education, sir? This is 2017. But let me go across to Dr. Shama Chona. Dr. Chona, 13 years ago, you faced a very difficult case in DPS Arkipuram when you were principal over there, when two children were involved in a sexual act. They were filmed, there was this MMS which went around, and very sadly on that occasion, this MMS was sold by this boy deliberately. It caused a great deal of hurt to the girl, but ultimately I believe the girl was also thrown out of the school. Is that right, ma'am? Is that what needs to be done? If children are caught in a sexual act or hugging or something like that, they need to be thrown out? Is that your view as well?
No, we did not throw out the girl.
Okay.
And even before we got the details and the mischief, what happened was that the parents of the girl came and they said that we are moving. She was the daughter of a services officer.
Yes.
And he said that they were transferred and they were going out of Delhi. But things are now getting beyond the hands of the parents and the schools,
mm-hmm.
for the simple reason that there's so much in the media, and today a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old is actually, or a 16-year-old is greater than an adult, you know. And their body chemistry might sometimes lead them to maybe innocent hug or whatever it may be, an expression of friendship. It could be between girls and boys. Nowadays, even it's fearsome between boys and boys. You know, life has become very, very complicated. On the one hand is the school and its discipline. On the other hand is the society. Then you have the public viewing the whole system. We have to set examples, what is right and what is wrong. Now, if the school has in its list of rules that a girl should not hug a boy, then they are probably disobeying that rule. But let's not complicate the matter. Let the boy not waste his year, because he might just become a criminal if he is not accepted by the school and the society. The parents have no objection to it. And also, I think, I agree with the principle that we have to set the right example in morality, in ethics, to the other students and to the other schools and to the other principals. But I think if they had this friendship before, the counselors could have intervened. and advise them correctly, explain to them. I don't know whether this was done or not.
I'll try and get an answer,
now
Dr.
it is
Chona.
Too critical, and the
Dr.
time
Chona,
is
I'll
too
try and
short.
Get, I'll try and get an. I'll try
My answer
get
is
an
that
answer.
The child yeah. should.
Ma'am, I just want to move on to. I want to go on and move on to the father of the teenager who we spoke to a little while back. So, you know, Dr. Varghese was quite correct. The state child rights panel had backed you and said that your son should go back to the school. However, the High Court did overrule them and said that the school is the final arbiter. What do you intend to do now?
Yeah. So we are going to appeal to the next divisional bench. And maybe the single bench judgment was against us. Some misinterpretation would have happened, and the single bench we think has not given us justice. So we'll appeal before the next the divisional bench, and we are definitely hopeful that justice will prevail, and we will be getting the justice. My son's right to education and his right to privacy will be guarded.
Joe George, you are a senior public relations executive, also an alumni of St. Thomas Central School, the same school we are talking about. How were you victimized when you studied over there? What happened in your case?
Sure, I do not wish to go into specifics of what happened to me, but I see a lot of similarities with between my case and that of the student in question. In both the scenarios, I've seen that even the teacher in question, who seems to be making this kid's life hell, is somebody who has been quite notorious in the past for, you know, not just body shaming, students, but also playing moral police, especially when it comes to students speaking to each other, of the opposite sex speaking to each other on the school corridors. And I was, there have been quite a few instances in my case where I've had teachers come to me and tell me to step aside, stop talking to a girl, a fellow girl student and so on. And even in the case that, where I nearly lost nearly got thrown out of school, the only reason I managed to stay put was because the management knew that they had no solid proof against me, and the fact that my dad was dying of cancer also was a saving grace. But the way they shamed me, absolutely no filter in the way they spoke to my mom about my behavior, I'd say was truly appalling. And I'm not surprised at the way, if it is true that Dr. Rajan and the teacher involved was slut-shaming and, speaking condescendingly about the students as well. In fact, ever since this thing has come out in the open, we, the alumni, have been getting a lot of reports, not just from our journalist friends, but also from former students and parents of students as well, of similar issues.
Okay.
Too. And I actually have a question to pose for Dr. Rajan. When the alumni secretary confronted him about issues, and these are issues that range back from the 90s, right? And what he said? He brushed aside saying in Malayalam, which I'll tell you in English, was that, this happened about 20, 25 years ago. I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't care about it.
Okay, I'm running out of time. I want to go back
right,
to
Dr.
the young
Rajan?
Boy. I want to go back to the young boy. How has your life changed? After all of this happened, do people not talk to you? Do people stay away? Are you losing friends? What about your friend? Is she also being labeled? How has your life changed? How has her life changed?
Yes, because of this, that the incident that has happened and the school shaming the girl, she has been facing a lot of harassment from the public as well. Because when the public asks the school is like saying that this is like a sexual act, something sexual happened, and they were not talking about a long hug or anything. They were giving it a different interpretation. And my question is, even when I said against the school that it was just a congratulatory hug, and they said like I somehow offended the decorum of the school. I apologized, and I even gave them more than 3 or 5 apology letters, and they haven't considered it, and so has the girl. I want to know why the school has to take a course of action where my rights, my basic fundamental rights, are being hampered with. Why they have to get into my private space, my private Instagram account, and take these pictures and circulate it, giving a different meaning that is in a malintention, not just within the school, but with other schools too. And also, I haven't been able to attend classes ever since this incident took place, that is since 5 months ago. And there is a huge block that it has created in my education, and okay, I'm struggling to cope up with it.
Okay, Dr. Rajan Varghese, you've heard everything this boy has to say. At the end of the day, he has to get on with his life. He has an exam to give. He wants to study. Can the school please move on and take him back without torturing him and his family and this girl any further?
So the fact is that the 12th standard classes are over now. We have no regular classes after the Christmas examination. So we have only examinations, moral examination and public examination. We are prepared to take him for the examinations, moral examination as well as the public examination if he properly approaches.
But he says he apologizes 3 to 5 times. I personally don't know why he needs to apologize. But he says he's already apologized.
I am saying that he has not apologized. He has apologized only for the hug. But for the Instagram pictures he has propagated among our children, he has not apologized. So they are pictures. Anybody can see this picture. It is with me.
Dr. Varghese, these pictures were taken in a private place. As an educator, you would have read the right to privacy.
I agree, but it cannot be sent to others.
How can you control the spread of technology in your school? Is your school in an area where there is no broadband that you or 4G that you cannot see an Instagram picture?
So this picture reached thousands of students in the school.
It is their private Instagram account.
Excuse me.
No. It can be viewed by their followers. He might have hundreds of followers inside
the
school.
They have taken the pictures.
Pardon?
The student wants to interview.
Young
man, go ahead with your point. I need to wrap this up.
Excuse me. The school secretary has been saying that I haven't apologized, but I have proof. I have given like more than 3 apology letters already. I have proof of the documents. Please don't try and lie in front of the whole media like this.
In the Instagram account, the moment I realized my privacy was being compromised, I deleted the pictures as well as the girl. But for the Instagram, your stand was you should take direct action against the principal who has hacked your account. We have not hacked any account.
Dr. Varghese, perhaps you need to be a little bit more in tune with the times. It's a sad case. I need to wrap this up. We'll try and follow this case more closely in the future. But Dr. Varghese, thank you for speaking to us and expressing your view. It is our intention to get all sides of this story. Thank you very much indeed.